This is Kinetic Podcasts, a podcast geared for those reaching kids for Christ. I'm your host, Josh Combs. In each episode, we aim to inspire you and equip you, and most of all, energize your kidmen. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy today's episode. What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for joining us on Kinetic Podcast. I am your host, Josh Combs, and this podcast is all about you, the kidmen volunteer, the kids pastor, Sunday school teacher, nursery volunteer, a bus driver, whatever role you play in kids ministry. We're here to inspire you. We're here to encourage you. We're here to energize your kidmen. And I just want to encourage all of my kids leaders, kids pastors out there. I know this is a crazy time of year right now in a good way, Easter. It's coming up in just a few weeks, and I just want to encourage you that God, He will bless your efforts as long as you put Him first and as long as you remember and all of the craziness and all of the busyness and buying the candy and getting the props ready, whatever you're doing, to pray that God will bless what you're doing and not only bless and minister to the kids in your ministry now, but praying that God will draw new families and new kids into your ministry. And so looking forward to hear and see all of the great reports of kids' ministries and what God is going to do through our efforts as kids' ministers, not just our efforts, but God being in our efforts. And so just want to encourage you in this crazy, special, awesome, but yeah, very crazy and busy time of Easter. In this week's episode, I have the opportunity to speak with Reverend Steve Cannon, who is the General Director of the UPCI Children's Ministries, and he shares his vision. Number one, he talks about of what happened in 2017 with the rallies. And if you're not familiar with the rallies, kids' rallies that he's been leading, it's really neat. And so you will have a privilege to hear that. But also, too, he casts his vision for 2018. And I know most of our listeners will know who Steve Cannon is. But even if you don't know who Steve Cannon is or you don't consider yourself associated with UPCI Children's Ministries, you're going to get a lot out of this episode, and you really hear his passion and his vision for kids ministry in general. And so you're really going to enjoy this episode, and I hope it inspires you. I hope that it energizes your kidmen. This is Steve Cannon. Well, today on Kinetic Podcast, it is a huge honor to have Steve Cannon. Reverend Steve Cannon is the General Director of the UPCI Children's Ministries, and he has been the director for the past 6 years. And him and his wife, Rita Cannon, they are based out of St. Louis, Missouri, and they're doing some great things with the Kids Ministry Department. Brother Cannon, thank you so much for being on Kinetic Podcast. It's an honor to have you.
Thank you, Josh. Certainly excited to be here, especially with you also.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I know we had you on a few years back, and we've kind of revitalized the podcast since you've been on, and it's great to have you on. So tell us a little bit, first of all, about 2017 before we get into this year, this coming year. We're already in 2018, but these coming months. Tell us a little about what happened in 2017. I know it was a big year for the Children's Ministry Department. Just give us a little bit of a background there.
Yes, 2017 was a great year for us. It was a year of transition. It was the last year of the old name of General Sunday School Division, and so we started as Children's Ministries, UPCI Children's Ministries, January 1, 2018. Last year was also the fifth straight year that we had done national crusades, and so our goal was to reach every district Coastal Church in North America in 5 years. And so last year we completed that goal. It was an incredible year, and the five-year total of receiving the Holy Ghost was 4,680 that had received the Holy Ghost through these crusades, which was an average of about 936 per year. And so Actually, the Save Our Children offering actually has gone up for the last 6 straight years. So we believe that evangelism and giving walk hand in hand, and we think that's a part of what happened. We had an incredible year. And in 2017, I told the guys, we've reached every district. What's the next step? And our team, our national team, said, let's do it again. So in the next 5 years, starting this year, we've got SOC rallies in every district planned, and we want to reach every district, all 56 districts again. And then we added some global crusades to it that's going to be really, really incredible.
That's awesome. That's incredible. So, Brother Kenny, just kind of break that down a little bit, because some of our listeners might not be familiar exactly with the rallies, which has been a big thing that you have pushed since you have been the director of children's ministry. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what exactly the rallies are for maybe those who are not familiar at all, and, you know, how that happens and what's all involved with that.
Okay. Well, what we've decided to do or tried to do, there's a lot of districts that do not have any children's ministries or kids activities going on. And what we try to do is set up every district applies for the SOC. First 5 years was SOC Crusades. And so they applied for them, and we partnered with them, which simply meant we got the children's evangelists. My wife and I traveled to every crusade. And 5, 6, or even 7 services in a district is what we would do, going from church to church and having what we call Holy Ghost Crusades. Our focus was on children. Our preliminaries were short. We focused on children getting the Holy Ghost. And then also we made a big push for children to be refilled with the Holy Ghost in these crusades. So it wasn't just for people who had never had the Holy Ghost. It was for people who already had the Holy Ghost, but they got refilled. And we think that was a part of a scripture. Acts 2:38 was the initial experience of receiving the Holy Ghost. But in Acts 4:31, they already had the Holy Ghost, so they had to get refilled. And the only difference between Acts 2:38 and Acts 4:31 was this, that the second refilling of the Holy Ghost brought vitamin B to them, which was boldness. And so throughout the country, we've had a privilege to travel. My wife and I have traveled to every state in the United States and every province in Canada in the last 5 years. So we've been very blessed to see that. Again, we focused on children. One good thing about those 4,680, 10% of those were adults who got the Holy Ghost. And in one service, believe it or not, we had a 93-year-old lady to get the Holy Ghost in a kid's crusade. So it is
awesome,
everybody.
Yeah. And yeah, it's amazing what, you know, what God has done with these rallies, these services. And I think really what it's doing, obviously, we're giving kids and adults, like you said, the opportunity to receive the Spirit. But it's really putting children's ministries in the forefront, you know, putting children's ministries on that front line of, hey, this is important, and this is something that's critical. That's awesome. So looking into 2018, Brother Cannon, tell us a little bit about, you know, the rallies that are coming up. I know you guys schedule these out pretty far in advance. So tell us a little bit about what's in store for 2018.
Well, we've already planned our 2018 rallies. Again, we're starting a new segment of Reaching Every District again. And so we have the Alabama, Tennessee, Ontario district. We have the Iowa, South Carolina, Arkansas, Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, the Atlantic district, and the Quebec district. We have 3 crusades in Canada this year. And we'll be traveling to those districts. To add a little bit of flavor to us, we are doing 3 crusades in South Africa. We'll go in and teach their teachers for a couple of days. We'll do crusades on Saturday and Sunday. We're going to Johannesburg, to Malawi, and also to the country of Zambia. So we're very happy to be going into the foreign field, and we look forward to it. Our missionaries tell us there will be at least 1,000 children in the Malawi conference. And so we're looking for, and we're praying for, 1,500 to 2,000 to get the Holy Ghost in these 3 crusades. And if we do that just in 1 week's time with these 3 crusades going on, we'd be almost at half of where we were the last 5 years. So We're very excited about doing that. So that's what's going on. And those are the crusades scheduled for this year.
So, Brother Cannon, now that we've talked about 2017, tell us a little bit about 2018 and the months that are ahead and what you see, not just for the Children's Ministries Department, but also to what you see in children's ministry in general in our churches across the country. And so tell us a little bit about your vision, cast your vision for this year.
So, you know, I think for way too long, the children's ministry has been just kind of put on the back burner, and all the focus was on young people, young adults, and planning churches and reaching worlds. But I think there's a lot of people that's coming to the knowledge that the farm team is children's ministries. If we help children get the Holy Ghost at a very early age, and of course statistics will tell you that the earlier you reach them, the greater the capacity they can become. And so I tell the youth division always, your farm team is our children. And from there, they could go to North American missions, to church planters. They could go to global missions, men's ministries, ladies' ministries. Everything is in our hands. And so our team has come to the conclusion that the future of our generations is our children. And so we are seeing it in our crusades also. I've had a couple of instances. I think I had a six-year-old that got the Holy Ghost, and after he got the Holy Ghost, he told me, he said, "Brother Cannon, I want to go to Spain and preach one day." And I'm thinking, here's a six-year-old that he just got the Holy Ghost, and he wants to go preach in Spain. I saw his parents about 6 months later, and they told me, said, "When he told you he wanted to go to Spain, he's already looked up Spain. He's planning to go to Spain one day and preach." So we believe that these children are not only getting the Holy Ghost, but God is directing their future for future ministries up that way. Of course, our junior Bible quizzing program in the UPCI is second to none. Every year is soaring with new teams. Our children are hiding the Word of God in their heart. You know, I know I'm very, very prejudiced about this ministry, but I want you to know that children's ministries, I think, needs to be the number one priority of every church. If you walk in a church and they have no children, then you really got a job to do. Now, I know children can be loud, they can cause all kind of problems and things, but children are our future. They're amazing at what they could do. They could be playing a video game and listening to a sermon and never miss a word of the sermon. It's kind of crazy, but that's how children are. They have that ability to do more than one thing at a time, and so we believe that God is calling our children, and I think I read a statistic not too long ago that in Bible quizzing, 94% of people who quiz for 3 years never leave the church. And I think someone said after that 75% of our present-day national leaders were Bible quizzers for 3+ years. So I think what we're doing is hiding it in their heart at an early age. I know the older I get, the less I can learn and keep and what's going on. But those younger people... And so that's our goal in the UPCI Children's Ministries. We don't exclude anybody. Anybody's welcome to come to any of our crusades and or even any of our extravaganzas, our junior Bible quiz programs, anything that we have. We have an incredible website that anybody can visit. It's called UPCICHildrensMinistries.org. There's videos. There's resources. Everything that we are doing that I am mentioning today is on our website. It's new design. Our new name is brand new, which is Children's Ministries. And so we're very excited about that. It has a big kaleidoscope up there with a CM. And we believe it's catching a lot of people's attention. And I believe our organization really is buying in that children are very important. So I guess as a grandparent, I have 8 grandchildren. I see the importance that those children need to have the Word of God and some structure in the Spirit to direct their lives.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that whole example of playing video games and listening to a sermon, you've seen that firsthand with your grandkids, huh?
Yes, I am.
That's great. So thank you for that, casting that vision And I know our kids ministry listeners will appreciate that. And thank you for giving us the website. We'll make sure to put that in the show notes so people can check that out and see what's going on. So, Brother Cannon, in this podcast, we like to take ideas and concepts and kind of make them practical and break them down for our listeners. So if a kids minister that's listening or a pastor that's listening, you know, if they don't have a Holy Ghost rally scheduled at their church, or for one reason or another, they won't have one. Obviously, we know, you know, they don't need this whole big thing for it to happen. You know, it helps. What you're doing is very, very important. But if someone wanted to start something like this and have a Holy Ghost rally, have a Holy Ghost service in their church, what are some practical things they can do to do that? Because like you said, you like to keep it simple and to the point. So what are some practical steps that a kids ministry wanted to do to have a successful service where kids and families and adults can receive the Holy Ghost and see a touch from God?
Well, we actually have a link on our website. It's called ACE, which is the Association of Children's Evangelists. It used to be the CMA, Children's Ministries Association, but we've changed the name because we changed our name as a whole. And so there's a lot of children's evangelists out there that are very good at what they do. All of these crusades that I mentioned, we have a different children's evangelist to almost everyone that we've had. And, of course, we've had the Jumping Josh Combs with us a few times. And
well, right now I'm not Jumping Josh. I'm just normal Josh right now. But
well, we've had you a number of times with a number of different crusades, and we've enjoyed you. And so we use a lot of different evangelists. You know, to do these crusades, we teach one small thing that I think is very essential, and that's teaching children how to receive the Holy Ghost. And we teach four steps to receive the Holy Ghost. Of course, they all need to repent. That's the first initial thing. And every evangelist we have, we focus on them. Please teach our boys and girls to repent, because that's how you come to God, according to the Acts 2:38 salvation. But we teach them when they come to pray to use these four steps: to close your eyes, to lift your face, lift your hands, and lift your voice. And we teach this before every crusade. And then we go in to have fun. We go in and we have a great time. We do funny games, activities. We have all kind of things. Eddie Gordon is a children's evangelist, and he blows up a 6-foot balloon, climbs over in it, and does his lesson. And we've had clowns and folks that were always acting crazy. We've had Lloyd Squires who walk among the crowd, and we don't know what he's actually going to do, but it's all about fun and excitement. And then when it comes time to the altar service, then a lot of times we're laughing and just about to fall out on the floor about what took place, and then have an altar call in 15, 20, 25, or as all the way up in a place called Virginia, we had 73 that got the Holy Ghost in one service. So the key to it is these children's evangelists have all different kind of methods and manners, but we always teach those four steps wherever we go throughout North America, and even on the foreign soil, we teach that also. And that was actually some things that Vicki Oliver, which was once a children's evangelist, she still does some, but she taught us those things, and I learned them from her, and I've told her a dozen times or more, I'm still using your stuff to help reach children and help boys and girls get the Holy Ghost. So there's a lot of things you can use. You can look at some of these children's ministries online. Some of them have videos. You can watch what they do and adapt to any location about what's going on.
Great. Yeah, those are some great practical things, and we'll make sure to put that website that you mentioned. What was it again? The ACE?
ACE, you can go online with upcichildrensministries.org, and then you can look under ministries, and it'll have Save Our Children rallies, Junior Bible Quiz, and then the Association of Children's Evangelists.
Association of Children's Evangelists. We'll make sure to put that on the show notes as well. Awesome. Awesome. Brother Cannon, thank you again for being on the episode. Is there any other last words you'd like to give just of encouragement or vision to our kids ministers before we wrap it up?
Well, I'd like to say thank you to everybody that's involved with children's ministries. We appreciate everything you're doing. I wish we had more people that were involved in full-time ministry and children's ministries. We're always looking for new evangelists to help us on a national level, and we think this gives you a lot of good exposure. And plus, I get to spend a week with you and to give you my heartbeat about what's taking place. And so we do need some new children's evangelists throughout the country. We have some more that's coming on. We're very excited about the great things that are happening, but I want you to know we need so many more. And so if you want to get involved with children's ministries, right now is a good time to get involved. It is a great open door of opportunity for our people to get involved and to see God do some great things through your lives.
Yeah, there's a great need for it, for sure, for sure. Well, Brother Cannon, thank you so much. It was an honor to have you on the podcast, and thank you very much for being on this episode today.
Okay, Josh, thank you for letting me come. Bless you.
And thank you to all of our listeners again for listening to Kinetic Podcast. We hope you were blessed by this week's episode, and most of all, we hope it energizes your kinmen. Until next time, God bless.